Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You perhaps have seen pictures of the great Roman Colosseum or depictions in movies or television programs of Roman gladiatorial stadia, places where Christians were martyred in front of bloodthirsty pagan crowds. Smyrna, on the western Greek coast of the Aegean Sea, also had such an arena. And there on the 25th of April, 155 AD, the proconsul of Smyrna, a man who had the name Irenarch Herod, brought into the stadium his latest and greatest prize, the Christian Bishop of Smyrna. Not content with feeding other Christians to wild beasts, the proconsul would parade this chief Christian of his city into the arena, where he would be given a chance to renounce Christ and his Christian faith by making a sacrifice to Caesar and the Roman pantheon of gods, or else this latter-day Herod would do the devil's worst and make a grand display of the bishop's death. As the old bishop was led near to the stadium, the crowd roared out, "Away with the atheists! Away with those who deny the pagan pantheon of gods. There is no god in their view but the acceptable ones." The proconsul tempted the bishop. He said, "Swear, and I will set you at liberty. Reproach Christ. Swear by the fortune of Caesar." The old bishop, however, knew and surely took consolation in today's epistle from blessed St. Peter more than the word of any Caesar. Peter wrote, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you." And then no doubt the old man had the words of his Savior and Lord in his ear as well. "Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God, and they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me." The old bishop's name was the blessed Saint Polycarp of Smyrna. He believed in his heart that Christ had died and risen for him, and with these fruitful words, he confessed to the proconsul, the Lord Jesus. He said, "86 years have I served him, and he never did me any injury. How then can I blaspheme my King and my Savior? Since you are vainly urgent that, as you say, I should swear by the fortune of Caesar and pretend not to know who and what I am, hear me declare it with boldness. I am a Christian." And if you wish to learn what the doctrines of Christianity are, appoint me a day and you shall hear them. Hearing that, the proconsul condemned St. Polycarp to be burned by a large fire. Polycarp responded, "You threaten me with fire which burns for an hour, and after a little is extinguished, but are ignorant of the fire of the coming judgment and of eternal punishment reserved for the ungodly. But why do you tarry? Bring forth what you will." As they bound St. Polycarp and prepared the fire, he looked up to heaven and prayed this prayer. "O Lord God Almighty, the Father of your beloved and blessed Son, Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the knowledge of you, the God of angels and powers, and of every creature, and of the whole race of the righteous who live before you, I give you thanks that you have counted me worthy of this day and this hour. that I should have a part in the number of your martyrs, in the cup of your Christ, to the resurrection of eternal life, both of soul and body, through the incorruption imparted by the Holy Ghost, among whom may I be accepted this day before you as a fat and acceptable sacrifice, according to you, the ever-truthful God, have foreordained, have revealed beforehand to me, and now have fulfilled. Wherefore also, I praise you for all things. I bless you, I glorify you, along with the everlasting and heavenly Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, with whom to you and the Holy Ghost be glory both now and to all coming ages. According to the Christian record of his martyrdom, the giant fire formed a great arch around Polycarp and would not consume him. So finally, the proconsul had a soldier approach the fire and run a spear through him. And according to the Christians, the blood came gushing out of the martyr's side and doused the fire out. St. Polycarp lived a long time ago, as we know. You may even say, you know, he lived and died much closer to the time of our Lord, so maybe it was easier for him to make such a bold confession in the face of death. Born in 69 AD, according to the writings of other early church fathers, Polycarp was converted to Christianity by the apostles themselves, was ordained the bishop of Smyrna by St. John the Evangelist himself, had talked to many who had heard and seen Jesus himself. But the old bishop had more than close proximity in history to Jesus Christ on his side. He had something better than that. He had the words of Jesus in his ear and on his conscience and heart. He had the consolation of the promised Holy Spirit, the answer to our prayer and our collect today. Leave us not without consolation. Jesus said, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, I chose you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. Remember this word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. Listen carefully to your Lord. This world and its prince do not want you to remain a Christian. And as they did with St. Polycarp, they will go to any length to cancel out the faith of every believer in Christ. They will do these things on account of Jesus' name, the name into which you are baptized, that great name that puts you at enmity with the world. You should not be surprised that this world will persecute and seek to harm and even kill Christians. We're seeing it in the news. The Muslims are killing the Christians in Africa. A Christian pastor in Canada was arrested publicly last week for conducting services in his congregation. How dare he conduct a Christian service? Some pastors in this country were so threatened during the last year of troubles. Professor Tim Quill will be here from Fort Wayne on Sunday, May 30th, to speak to our 9 a.m. Bible class about our fellow Lutherans in Siberia and the seminary's work there. And he will talk about some of the persecutions that Lutherans endured there in the last century. Our nation is trending towards that same pagan totalitarianism. And we are actually going backwards in many ways towards the first century, towards that kind of paganism that we see in the Roman Empire and the accompanying evil and wickedness that goes with it. The devil will also test you, though, and you know he does, with the coldness and darkness and unknown journey of simply departing this life, however it comes, maybe by some sickness, maybe by accident, or simply dying of old age. The fear of the grave drove so many to despair or doubt during this previous year, and perhaps it did for you at times too. It's the devil's voice that whispers, "Will God be good at his word even to the dark grave? Will God indeed bring you to this heaven that he promises?" In the face of however the grave may come, realize that your greatest need is not your physical needs, nor is it receiving physical mercy. What you really need is what St. Polycarp had, the consolation of conscience, the peace of conscience that surpasses all understanding, a peace that cannot be ever taken away from you as a Christian. The strength of the martyrs is not their rescue from pain. It is their rescue from the accusation of the law, that they and every Christian, you included, can face death itself with confidence because the Holy Spirit testifies of Jesus, the God-man, crucified and resurrected for the forgiveness of your sins, that on Jesus' account, you can trust that God's will, even God's will that you die to this life, is good for you. And that in the face of all things, you can trust that he keeps his word to you. For Jesus has said most notably, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." And then Jesus asks, "Do you believe this?" St. Polycarp and St. Martha, to whom Jesus spoke those words, both answer a resounding and earth-shattering yes. This answer is born of faith, wrought by the Holy Spirit through the preaching and teaching of the gospel. Your main need is the comfort of the Holy Spirit and his consolation. His witness about the Christ who rescues you through his loving self-sacrifice. Real comfort for St. Polycarp and all of you saints baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus is a consoled conscience, at peace with the true and living God who has called you by name and has told you that he loves you. In word and deed, he has told you he loves you unconditionally and without limit. So let the dark grave engulf its prey. Why do you tarry, O grave? Bring forth what you will. Let its hour come, for it is in service to God. It is but the portal to life immortal for all believers in Christ. So be prepared. Be prepared to join St. Polycarp and the band of martyrs who boldly confess the faith by the power and comfort of the promised Holy Spirit. Pastor Emeritus Meyer discussed the martyrs in his latest blog post on our website this week. I hope you look at it. It's entitled, "What Causes the Christian Church to Grow?" And he wrote these words, "The ancient Christians had a saying which should be in the forefront of our thinking. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. It can be observed in every era that when Christians are persecuted for their faith and die for it, the church grows. If we wish to see the church grow, we need to stand up squarely against those who would silence her. We should not back down for fear of being canceled, as our culture loves to do. We must be bold and courageous and proclaim Christ to our fellow citizens, both privately and publicly. Without question, We will earn the world's scorn and hatred. But that is exactly what our Lord said would happen to faithful Christians. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.